A few years before, Zoe, the daughter of his brother Thomas, had married Ivan III of Russia. In this way did the Grand Dukes of Moscow fall heir to the traditions of Constantinople. The double eagle of old Byzantium, reminiscent of the days when Rome had been divided into an eastern and a western part, became the coat of arms of modern Russia. The Tsar, who had been merely the first of the Russian nobles, assumed the aloofness and the dignity of a Roman emperor, before whom all subjects, both high and low, were inconsiderable slaves. The court was refashioned after the Oriental pattern which the Eastern emperors had imported from Asia and from Egypt, and which, so they flattered themselves, resembled the court of Alexander the Great. This strange inheritance which the dying Byzantine emperor bequeathed to an unsuspecting world continued to live with great vigor for six more centuries amidst the vast plains of Russia. The last man to wear the crown with the double eagle of Constantinople, Tsar Nicholas, was murdered only the other day, so to speak. His body was thrown into a well, his son and his daughters were all killed, and his ancient rights and prerogatives were abolished, and the church was reduced to the position which it had held in Rome before the days of Constantine. The Western Church, however, fared very differently, as we shall see in the next chapter, when the whole Christian world is going to be threatened with destruction by the rival creed of an Arab camel driver.